So it's not just viewers of this show. Everybody knows. Millions of people across the planet, millions of people everywhere know now that the COVID pandemic was a power-grabbing fraud from the very beginning. But now here we are 3 years later, and even the authorities are being forced to admit it. On May 5th, the World Health Organization finally downgraded COVID, declaring that it's no longer a global emergency. So 3 years of tyranny and terror and misery and suffering for ordinary people, all for nothing. Except for a murderous money racketeering scam for the elites. Now, coincidentally, or perhaps not so coincidentally, on that very same May 5th, Russia and China's foreign ministers released their own press releases declaring their country's intentions to jointly promote international justice while bringing an end to American global hegemony. One part of the Russo-Chinese agenda, they say, was to strengthen their strategic communication and deepen cooperation in various fields. So, read between the lines here. What's happening is that Russia and China are making it more and more explicit that they are in an anti-American alliance together. The goals of the alliance will be to cooperate on spying and intelligence, cooperate on military support, perhaps by sharing tech or equipment, but ultimately to topple America's global economic supremacy by undermining the power of the dollar. Now, one day after this announcement, Russia followed up with some additional statements, counter-signaling the World Health Organization and all of these other fake United States puppet NGOs. Russia's statements openly accused the World Health Organization and American Big Pharma of world-scale corruption and criminal behavior. Neither of these stories, of course, are getting any attention in the U.S. lying, complicit, murderous media. No, they want you focused on other things. But meanwhile, the entire bedrock of American dominance is vanishing. We have all spent our entire lives in a world where America is by far the world's largest and strongest country. We've all spent our entire lives in a world where the U.S. dollar is the main means of exchange everywhere on Earth. We've all spent our entire lives where the word of the U.S. State Department might as well be law in other countries. Now this is all vanishing. Russia and China are teaming up to make it happen. And everyone is lying to you and pretending that things are just normal. Karen Kingston has been tracking this story very closely. She joins us now. Karen, what do you know about all of this China-Russia alliance and now these statements? I mean, even Russia is denouncing American Big Pharma, but we can't?
Yeah, it's alarming that the American people are not aware of the collaboration between Russia and China and their investigations, specifically Russians' investigations, into the U.S. government and into Big Pharma. And their understanding of U.S. law and the U.S. Corrupt big pharma medical industrial complex. So I think there's a couple of things. So a lot of people were wondering why Tedros ended the WHO pandemic on May 5th, and all the alternative media covered this, yet none of them covered the fact that Qin Gang and Sergei Lavrov, the ministers, the foreign ministries of China and Russia, spent days together in Gao, India, on behalf of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. That's SCO. That's China, Russia, India, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and a number of other Eastern European nations, right? And so, you know, could they have pressured, and I believe they could have, Tedros into saying enough is enough, end this? Because then the Chinese people of Republic of China put out a press statement, you know, stating enough is enough. We're not going to tolerate this, these power grabs. We're not going to tolerate the suppression of other nations. You know, and that was followed up then about with the Russian foreign minister, and he said, "Look, we are going to partner now with China to investigate what exactly happened at the WHO, how they certified the use of vaccines across nations around the world." Without doing proper safety regulation testing and getting that verification, how they made global mandates, and why they were working on behalf of these large American pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, it's interesting that nobody is covering this, and we are being interrogated by two global military powers. And what's also interesting is in that same statement from May 6th, from the Russian foreign minister, he states that China agreed to provide tangible resources to basically dismantle what is going on in the Ukraine.
What do you suppose that means exactly?
That means China is going to join Russia in this war that the United States is now aligned with Ukraine. So we are in World War III.
Well, I mean, I don't think that we're actually necessarily aligned with Ukraine or the Ukrainian people. As a matter of fact, we have launched a proxy war against Russia that is killing the Ukrainian people. We are the bad guys in all of this. The U.S. State Department is doing the bidding of Satan and his minions.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're in the Ukraine to cover up Obama, Biden, and Hillary Clinton's, you know, decades of biological warfare.
And corruption, yes, pedophilia, bribes, blackmail, all of that.
Bribes, money laundering, all of it. So that's what's going on. So that's why the United States is in the Ukraine, right? Because we're trying to cover up all of this corruption that's been going on and in international biological warfare. So, you know, I think it's important for people to look at alternative global news media. The thing with Lieutenant General Kirilov, when you go through his press briefings, what does he cite? He cites U.S. laws. He cites U.S. patents. He cites government contracts and the private sector. I mean, it's like reading one of my med legal analyses. He isn't making this stuff up, you know, and one of the patents that he brought up in one of his testimonies was this drone mosquito. Aerosol mosquito patent. It's called the mosquito toxic mosquito aerosol system. And I wasn't going to look into it, except yesterday you had Michael Yon on, right? So I just want people to understand that the U.S. has been leading the development of biological weapons. Yes, there is a lot of fingerprints from the Chinese Communist Party all over this as well, but they are using biological weapons on civilian populations here in the United States and globally. And I believe they're probably using them on those foreigners who are trying to enter the United States. So Michael Yon was saying people were itching. They had things like malaria, dengue fever, typhoid. Well, this aerosol system, it's called, I gotta read this to you. It is called the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol Release System. And this is what Lieutenant General Kirilov went over, because there were people in parts of Russia where there were mosquitoes and ticks that were foreign to that area, and people were coming down with these Crimean Congo fever and malaria, just like what we're seeing now at the border. So this system is a bioweapon. It's literally called the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol System. And this is what they say, and this is what Kirilov pointed out in his interview. The advantageous effects of the invention. Now, this sounds like a psycho infomercial. I'm going to read it verbatim. With the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol Release System, large masses of people can be immunized, or enemy troops can now be wiped out or rendered useless without having to risk endangering our own troops.
Get yours for only $9.99. Plus, if you order in the next 30 minutes, you could get an extra one free and free shipping.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No, it goes on. The Toxic Mosquito, I'm reading this verbatim. The Toxic Aerosol Mosquito Aerosol Release System is extremely low cost and can easily accomplish what $1 billion in medical intervention or airstrikes cannot do. The mosquitoes in the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol System can be contaminated with various types of genetically altered bacteria to activate the immune response, or contaminated with toxic sickness agents depending on the objectives. For military purposes, the mosquitoes can be used to deliver an agent such as malaria to create sickness, or they can use much more toxic and highly contagious agents and viruses. A highly contagious virus could wipe out 100% of the enemy troops, because the ones that did not get bitten will contaminate their fellow soldiers. Mm. And in closing, when it comes down to the hell of war or the miraculous, beautiful technology of a mosquito, the choice will be easy to make. That's in the patent.
This isn't science fiction. This is being done. No. This is being used right now. Not by the bad guys in Russia or China. No, no, no. This is being used by your own murderous fake crime syndicate government.
Yeah. And this is what Lieutenant General Kirilov pointed out too. Since 2022, they've been trying to bring the United States in front of the UN to say, why are you using bioweapons? And the U.S. has been sarcastic, saying, just because we file patents for bioweapons, just because we produce them, doesn't mean we violated the Biological Weapons Convention. And this is in the patent. I want to read this to you, too. So the U.S. has been developing and deploying bioweapons on civilian populations, but they say they're not in violation of the international laws for biowarfare, because the 1972 biological weapons bans the production of microbial and other biological agents or toxins and their delivery. The treaty has been interpreted by the United States not to apply to biological agents or toxins themselves, but rather for certain purposes for which they may be employed or prohibited. Therefore, they are permitted purposes defined as prophylactic, protective, and other peaceful purposes. So they can't retain the quantities if there's no justification. So when they use toxic biological mosquitoes on a civilian population, they'll say they're immunizing them. When they use them on an enemy in war, they'll say it's a weapon. So if they take enemies hostage in a war crime and they want to execute them and inject them with a lethal injection, they'll call it a weapon.
Yeah.
If they want to execute civilians to depopulate them, they'll call it a vaccine for immunization. Do people understand what's going on here? And I am still shocked that there are no leaders on our side other than Naomi Wolf who will call these injections weapons of bio warfare and also state that Pfizer is criminally and civilly liable for what they have unleashed on the population.
Well, I mean, hold on a minute. We've been doing that from the very beginning over here.
No, you know, you guys have, but I'm saying from whoever is a consulting expert. I'm saying you have experts on your show. I don't want to name the names now. All the time, Stu, and people will not call these bioweapons.
Yep.
They will not. They'll call them gene therapies. They're not gene therapies. I know in the Moderna patents, but on even on Pfizer's websites today, they don't call them gene therapies. They call them gene editing technologies. And then they purport that they are therapies so they can get away with criminally experimenting on human civilians. That's why they call them therapies. Gene editing technology is always for the extinction of the human species. It has always been a bioweapon when used in humans. It has no other application. And we need attorney generals, we need state prosecutors, we need sheriffs to stop going along with the lie. What's happening is our country is like, it's like a spouse that had an affair. If they just keep saying the lie, they think they're never gonna get caught. You've been caught by Russia and China, and it is in our best interest to get leaders who are in powers of authority to say these are weapons of biowarfare.
Yeah.
They're devices that do not prevent infection, they do not protect against disease, and they cause harm, and they're being used to cause disease, disabilities, and death. They provide no immunity. By definition, they are a bioweapon. Do not let the U.S. government, military, and healthcare agencies continue to gaslight.
Not only have you been caught by Russia and China, the two people that you've employed our press to tell us are the world's boogeyman for the last, I don't know, 30 or 40 decades, but you have been caught by millions and millions of citizens around the world who now know exactly what this is. Millions of people who are waking up to the fact that you killed their mom, you killed their dad, their brother, their uncle, their sister by shoving them into the hospital, removing them from their families, and poisoning them with sedatives and toxic remdesivir and shoving tubes down their throat and killing them on life support ventilators. These are people who walked into the hospital under their own horsepower, scared to death because of the same criminal complicit media, BlackRock, Pfizer, Vanguard funded, Rothschild's banking system, central bank backed, Fox News channel. And by the way, look around the field of presidential candidates right now. You have Father Warp Speed, Mr. Vaccine top world salesman himself. This guy's not coming in to save our country. You have Ron DeSantis in Florida. Oh, I promised to launch an investigation against Big Pharma. That has gone absolutely nowhere because these same people still claim that there is some sort of a congressional immunity for liability from these big pharmaceutical companies when it has all been a scam. Plus, you have people like Dr. Robert Malone and Sasha Latipova running around and repeating the fact that this was a military medical countermeasure, a complete lie, a total psyop, a murderous psyop, as a matter of fact, that is leading people directly to their deaths as they think that we cannot hold Pfizer accountable. Pfizer is a very vulnerable giant who we can go after right freaking now. And then on the Democrat side, you have RFK Jr., another Kennedy seeking the presidency, who, by the way, still will not call this a weapon of biowarfare. Well, nobody is running in to save the ship. Nobody is running in here to save the world. Nobody is running into the White House to save America. It has to be done at the local level by organizing with your fellow neighbors and local patriots that are like-minded that, no, this is all a complete psyop. A murderous regime is targeting you and your children, and we will handle it no longer. Back in 60 seconds with more. Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stew Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD, all natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curibl. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STEW at Curibl.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STEW when you go to Curibl.com.